battlefield is ancient, strewn with the debris of generations. Trees splintered, rocks shattered. Neither side will yield this talus slope in the pursuit for that which is most coveted. This is Game of Stones.
Oh, man. Sorry. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. And this is Something Wild.
Okay, so our producer went a little over the top there. But talus habitat is a bit of a battleground.
We're taking you around the block of another New Hampshire's wild neighborhoods. But I think the neighborhood Chris was referring to is actually called Talus Woodland.
And so it begins. Okay, your opening volley. Describe the place you're seeing.
Talus Woodland begins as a rubble of boulders that fall from the cliffs, and over time they develop a mat of soil and moss and leaf litter that will catch seeds and eventually develop into a forest.
Okay, so you're seeing talus as a battle that has already been waged and won. I see it a little differently. That there is a cliff looming over it is definitely an important piece. Cannon Mountain in Franconia Notch is a great example, but there's not much of a forest at the base of that cliff. Disturbance keeps happening to prevent the forest from taking over.
Well, I don't know that they keep happening. They sometimes happen. Like if there's an avalanche at Tuckerman's Ravine or a slide on Cannon Mountain. But think of Cathedral Ledge in North Conway. There's no active disturbance, so it's become a forest.
Aha! That's where we disagree. There are two major forces at work here. There's rockfall, but just as damaging and far more frequent is icefall. It happens every winter. Areas where water runs down the cliff and forms ice, it's a constant battle between the forests on the slopes trying to grow up and these other forces pushing it back.
I guess either way, this clash between geology and botany is pretty common around the Granite State.
Yeah, there's probably 1,000 talus sites in New Hampshire. We've mentioned a couple already, but anywhere you find a south-facing cliff, you'll find talus at its foot.
But that's not all you'll find there. There are a number of plants clinging to the rocks, like climbing false buckwheat. It's a scrappy little vine with delicate white flowers. And then also rock polypody, or many-footed fern, which wedges its many tiny roots into any cracks in the rock it can find to gain a toehold.
There's the black elderberry shrub with purple leaves and pink flowers. It's a favorite among porcupines, who also live in the rocks.
Yeah, talus rocks are like porcupine condos.
Condos that are passed down from generation to generation. You'll find well-trodden porcupine trails wending through the boulder fields from their dens to their favorite feeding spots, like in the elderberries.
And staghorn sumac. You'll see trees along the edge of the boulder field that have been chewed and tortured by generations of porcupines into this misshapen and stunted vegetation.
That's a porcupine. The maze of rocks and talus is also denning grounds for chipmunks.
You'll be walking through the talus and you can actually hear them chirping under your feet.
Much as those chipmunks enjoy talus, it also attracts larger mammals that den here, like bobcats who feed on chipmunks.
And some of our avian friends also make homes in this battleground. One of my favorites is the phoebe, a real harbinger of spring.
And turkey vultures will also lay their eggs among the many nooks of the talus boulder field.
But just south of that boulder field, Burnham Wood approaches Dunsinane Hill.
What?
Oh, sorry. I switched genres on you. But the trees are ever soldiering forward.
And they have been since Shakespeare's time.
Well, because the rocky and uneven terrain and talus slopes, the forests growing up and around them are frequently inaccessible to we humans for harvesting or development. So it's a place where you can sometimes find some really old trees, trees that date back hundreds of years.
So while it may look like a bunch of rocks, talus is no less dynamic than all of New Hampshire's other wild neighborhoods. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Talus rocks. Sorry, I'm stepping around. I'm having fun, okay?
Dear Nick in Bennington.
Diane in Littleton.
Susan in Portsmouth.
Cindy in
Carlos in Colton.
You are my favorite NHPR listener.
Because you inspire the work I do every day.
You're passionate about the outdoors, so we created Outside In.
You're curious about your community, so we hired more regional reporters.
We're engaged in politics, so we invested in NHPR's State of Democracy.
Because you inspire, we innovate.
Learn more about NHPR's campaign for innovation at nhprinnovation.org. Yours truly,
Robert.
Casey,
Sam,
Rita,
Hannah,
Lauren,
Jason.